Voters in Massachusetts are heading to the polls on what is the final day to cast a ballot in this year's primary. All eyes are likely on the heated race between incumbent Senator Ed Markey and its Democratic challenger, U.S. Representative Joseph Kennedy III. Just after noon Tuesday, Markey rolled up to Springfield's Union Station in his big campaign bus to greet a small crowd of supporters.
Markey!
Although it was announced Monday by the state's top election official that more than 850,000 people had already voted, either by mail or during the early voting period, Markey said every vote counts as he pressed for a big in-person turnout Tuesday.
Today is a day where we should be trying to have the highest single primary vote in our state's history.
The 74-year-old Markey has had the Senate seat since 2013 and served for decades before that in the House. He's boasted of a progressive record that he said includes 500 bills passed and his co-authorship of the Green New Deal.
Justice is on the ballot, and Western Massachusetts has always risen to the challenge of sending signals that on race, on education, on economics, on healthcare, on environment, we need justice in this country, and it should be on the floor of the Senate next year.
The 39-year-old Kennedy has argued that Markey has too frequently been absent from the state and that he would be a more effective advocate in Washington and on the national stage. When Kennedy launched his challenge almost a year ago, polls put him well in front. But now the polls show Markey with what appears to be a comfortable lead. Speaking to reporters, Markey mixed several sports metaphors to insist he's taking nothing for granted.
I will be all gas and no break from now until 8 o'clock tonight. I'm going to run through the tape. I'm not going to stop until then. I'm urging all the voters of Massachusetts. I'm taking this as a World Series. It's 3 games to 3 games, and we're playing the 7th game today.
Kennedy campaigned Monday in Springfield, Holyoke, and Chicopee. On primary day, his schedule took him to Boston, Worcester, Fall River, and New Bedford, with appeals to working-class Democrats and voters of color.
The base of my support is an Election Day vote, and so we're spending a lot of time and effort today running around, knocking on some of those doors and putting in phone calls and text messages to remind people that today's the day and want to get them out to the polls and make sure their voice is heard.
Nearing the close of a sometimes ugly campaign, Kennedy, in a phone interview, said he had no regrets.
I'm really proud of our campaign. I'm proud of the effort and energy of all of our campaign team and staff and the way we prioritize Western Massachusetts and communities across our Commonwealth. That's the way I wanted to run it, and I'm grateful for it.
No Kennedy has ever lost an election in Massachusetts. But Markey appears to have too great a lead for the challenger to overcome, said Matt Safransky, editor-in-chief of Western Mass Politics and Insight.
Kennedy campaign's, you know, last card to play here, and it's not a bad one, is to just try to goose the day of turnout. I think there's a possibility that the polls might be off a little bit and some of Markey's support is overstated, but the gap is large enough that that doesn't seem to matter.
The winner of the Markey-Kennedy primary will face the winner of the Republican primary in the November election. The Republican race pits Kevin O'Connor, an attorney, against Shiva Ayodurye, an entrepreneur. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.